parents don't have time to do all these trendy, stupid things. They're not keto, and they're not deluding themselves about new lifestyles that will change their lives. They're not purging everything they own, hoping that some joy will trickle back into their life through some miracle, you know? And I feel like I'm proud to address a big city crowd, because I feel like this message could go somewhere. At least a dozen of you need to stop telling yourself that you could live in a tiny home. You can't. It would be awful. But you read an article, you fell in love with the idea, and you really think you can do it because you read an article. But that's not how you test yourself. If you think you could live in a tiny home, go to the mall tomorrow. Find a change room. Sit in it for 8 hours. Bring a book. Every 15 minutes, get up, take a lap around that little change room and ask yourself, okay, if this had a kitchen, could I raise my family here? That's tiny home living. You couldn't do it. What do you like, Christmas? That's canceled. You like receiving gifts? That's an insult to your new lifestyle. Nana, you needed me a quilt for my birthday? Are you screwed in the head? Look at how thick this thing is. I could drown. This isn't gonna fit into my bedroom, it's on top of my cupboards. The article's always like, this couple went mortgage-free. Of course they did. They live somewhere that could be stolen by a RAV4. The article never discusses where these people got access to an orchard. One tiny home and an orchard? Beautiful. But you don't have an orchard. This thing's gonna look like shit behind your ex-wife's house. That's a fact. Once you put two of them together, they're not even charming anymore. They're just nothing. You ever drive out of the parking lot of Home Depot and see that row of sheds? Nobody ever thinks, oh, that looks like a charming neighborhood. Just live in a medium-sized home. My parents are only still together because they have space. You need space. I went to my parents' house around Christmas time. I have to say hi. I visit them separately. They live in the same house. I went upstairs, said hi to my mom, talked to her for 15 minutes. She was eating a piece of cake, watching Home Alone 2, doing her thing. Said, I'll go say hi to Dad. Went downstairs. He was downstairs eating a piece of cake and watching Home Alone 2. You need your own space. You can't fight in a tiny home. You can fight once to the death, and then that's it. It would be a murder-suicide, and they wouldn't even pull you out of the house. They would measure the house, they would dig a hole that big, and they would back your house in like they were launching a boat. All right, that's it for me. Thank you so much. You guys were a lot of fun.